Hello and welcome to ROH review of Free Enterprise. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
Hi Stephen, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really had a really good day and looking forward to talking about Free Enterprise. It was a great show, so yeah, looking forward to it. How about yourself?
Yeah, much like yourself, it's a really great show this past Sunday. And looking forward to reviewing it. Still, working on fumes in terms of my sleep pattern and stuff. ROH has consumed my life in this last week, but in a good way. Cracking interviews with, ROH alumni Shane Hagedorn. And yesterday with Carnage Crew, HC Loke and Tony DeVito. So we're making waves and it's fantastic. Really happy about that. And, just really happy with how the ROH review is coming along. It's doing as even better than we expected, isn't it? So it's all good. I've got a lot to get through in this review. 10 matches to talk about. We will have the Twitter polls which we sent out. We'll have the result of Oliver versus Stephen, edition 5 as well. And we hope you enjoy the show. You take the lead, Stephen. Anything you've wanted to say to the fans who have supported you for so long?
Yeah, just want to thank everyone who's listened in, everyone who's contacted us on Twitter and on LinkedIn. It's amazing to be able to see that, we're making, as Oliver said, huge waves online. And the fact that the listeners and the viewers are still there for the YouTube channel, which we're looking at developing even more as well. And just thank you for everyone who's reached out to us for interviews as well. We're really excited to be bringing these interviews to not just Ring of Honor fans, but wrestling fans as a whole. We just want to get as many people to enjoy Ring of Honor as we can and as much as we are. It's a great company. It's kind of echoing what I said before, a great company, and we just want people to enjoy it as much as we are. So thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. Killed time beautifully there, Stephen. Thank you very much.
I do try.
The opening match was probably one of the biggest matches on the show that we were most looking forward to, and that was between Overkill Mark Haskins and ROH veteran, legend, almost OG, Alex Shelley. What do you want to say about this match, Stephen?
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a brilliant opening to the show. It over-delivered in several ways. The technical ability of both guys was on point. The catch-as-can style was there from Alex Shelley. Mark Haskins had a brilliant, probably the best singles performance I've seen him have in Ring of Honor since I've been watching him in the company. And just a beautiful finish to the match as well. The way it was a submission victory, but the way it came out, it was very echoed a lot of early sort of wrestling style. And that sharpshooter, what he did get on Alex Shelley, was just brutal. It looked absolutely devastating.
Yeah,
loved it. Thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, there's not much I can add to that, to be honest. I think this felt like Jonathan Gresham versus Alex Shelley 2. It wasn't technical hold for hold the whole way through. It kind of increased in intensity, and like you said, the sharpshooter like arm lock arm bar combination from Mark Haskins was superb and a great way to finish it off. He's on a roll, and quite soon he's going to be in the ROH world title picture in the triple threat match, isn't he? So Mark Haskins is making waves in 2020, and Alex Shelley is always a pleasure to have in the company. You can have great matches with anyone, and proof of the pudding in this match. Going into the next match, where it was the Party Peacock, Dalton Castle, and the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. We believe in Joe Hendry.
If the viewers don't know, I'm holding my phone at this point, so trying to clap would mean I would fall on the floor.
Oh, okay. That's why I look like a loser. Yeah, it's no fun chanting when it's on your own, but I can understand Stephen's reasonings for it. And this was against the Righteous. They've been given a different name. The Horror King, Vincent, and Bateman with Chuckles and Vita Von Starr. I like Ring of Horror. I would have kept them as that. And I'm going to always say Ring of Horror because it's a really cool thing. First of all, when they talked about the Righteous attack of Matt Taven in the meet and greet, that was awesome. If you've seen the video, that was really, really cool. Vincent going off with Matt Taven's crutches. That was great. But just going to the match itself, it's a really good tag team match. Yeah, really, really enjoyed it. Everyone, did well in this. Like we said in the preview, it was going to be a good match, and that's what it turned out to be. What did you make of this one, Stephen?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really great match. Bateman is really coming into his own now in the matches he's having, and he's able to show a lot more of his arsenal than what I think we saw in the early days. Joe Hendry, some of the stuff he did in this match with his strength was brilliant, and his ability as a technical wrestler as well was fantastic. And the tag team of Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle, their dynamic is still really exciting to watch and really engaging. And I liked the ending as well, where they all gathered the Ring of Horror, as I call them still, because I think that's a really cool name, gathered around Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle, and then sort of they came out of the ring together. I thought that was a really kind of cool little ending to it. So I hope this kind of becomes a bit of a feud, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it again. Really great.
Yeah. Sugar. I thought I wasn't using my phone. Oh, geez. Next up is the one I actually got written down. The Australian sensation, the business, Slex, against the mercenary, Villain Enterprises, Flip Gordon. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
Brilliant. Brilliant match. Thought this was great. The one thing I found amazing was just how the tail of the tape at the beginning of the match, just that they're the same height, same weight, and when you do see them stood next to each other, they're like mirror images of each other in terms of their stature and in terms of their body types. It was really bizarre to see that, but
I think the most shocking thing was the experience level of Slex.
Yeah. I'd a few years, but I never knew he'd wrestled that long.
But brilliant
stuff. Both guys had great chemistry. Slex really looked strong in his debut. I was disappointed that he didn't get the win, but I can understand.
I agree
at the same
with that.
But I can understand it kind of at the same time. But I would have liked him to have got the win because I think he should come in strong.
Definitely.
And beginning of the match as well, the countering and the chemistry between the two was phenomenal. And I liked the fact that the Code of Honor was followed at the end of the match as well, which was interesting to see from Flip Gordon, because you wouldn't have expected it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really nice little touch, what could lead into something else later on. So really good.
For myself, I'll read from the Twitter and stuff. Great showcase for Slex. Much like yourself, I think he should have won. But with what happened in this match and later on, without spoiling it before we go to it, I understand now why Flip Gordon won. Probably the most underrated wrestler in the company. He can really go. Like you've said, really good match. Wouldn't mind seeing a rematch or a series of matches down the line. The match of the night at this moment in time, it was a really good match. And then going into the aftermath, we had Moses and Khan and Shane Taylor attack Slex. And finally, Shane Taylor has re-signed with ROH. They'd met all these demands, and me and Stephen rejoiced because he is so good. So good. Yeah. So good on the mic. You know, a really great performer in the ring. Moses and Khan will go up in stature by being associated with, soldiers and savagery. Soldiers of savagery, sorry. Try saying that three times fast. They'll go up in stature by being associated with Shane Taylor like they have already. And it's just great for everyone. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not great for Slex, but he's got some opponents, hasn't he? If he can find a couple of tag team partners, that'd be a six-man feud you like to see.
Yeah.
So, going into the next match, this is when Steven started watching Free Enterprise on Sunday. I was nice enough not to spoil anything for him. I was like, don't start watching this match because it's about to finish, or this match. And then he was like logged in for the third match. Unfortunately, he had technical difficulties because, you know, that happens, and had to watch it, with the weather as horrendous as it was by him. It affected his stream, which was really unfortunate. But, he's seen it since. We'll go to this match. Andrew Everett and Alex Zane. Stephen can't do it, so I'm going to... Oh, my gosh, what an absolutely awesome showcase of two of the best athletes in the world. That's how I can put this. It was an unbelievable match. I said, wow, just wow. I really don't want to get into the details of the match because I just want people to watch it. It was my match of the night then, and we'll see if that is two matches in a row. It's match of the night. We'll see if it gets topped in the rest of the review. But Stephen, what did you make of this match?
I completely agree with your sentiments. This was amazing. This is when I first saw Alex Zane. This was when I saw this match announced. I was like, this is going to be something. And from seeing Alex Zane, the crazy stuff he can do, and seeing what Andrew Everett can do, I knew they were going to put on something special. And this just over-delivered and more. It was absolutely fantastic. And I tend to talk quite a bit, but I think this is one of those cases where get yourself a subscription to the Honor Club, watch this match, and just enjoy it. This is something you need to watch now.
Yeah.
And I really want to see them go at it again.
Yeah.
Sometime soon. On pay-per-view.
I want to see a 2 out of 3 falls, an Iron Man match, best of 5 series, a best of 7 series, anything. Ladder matches, street fights, everything. Cage matches. Everything was just incredible. Just incredible match. This is obviously it's a different circumstance and stuff, but it's very Joe Kobashi like. I guess not necessarily because of like the aura of the crowd and stuff, but just because of the content in the match. I don't think we can do justice to what happened in the match.
No.
And we take away. So get watch this review, listen to this review, and then go and stick on Honor Club and check out this match. Brilliant. Speaking of brilliant matches, we're going to go 3-0. Next up was the Briscoes, them boys. against two-thirds of the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions, Flamita, and Steven's favourite wrestler, Bandido. That isn't Jonathan Gresham, Matt Taven, Chris Hero. I'm not sure if you've got any more. Yeah, so I'm going to throw this one to you, actually, Steven. This is your, obviously, one of your favourite wrestlers and stuff. What did you make of this match?
I thought it was unbelievable. This is why I put the Briscoes in my Mount Rushmore for the wrestling estate. This was like nice classic but this is the kind of match which the Briscoes are an amazing tag team, because they can just face anybody and they can just get the most out of them. Mm-hmm. And Bandido and Flamita, just, this is the best they've looked in the time they've been in Ring of Honor as a tag team.
Yeah.
And I just thought the innovation of the moves once again was unbelievable. I thought the veracity of the clothesline to the outside from Jay Briscoe onto Flamita later on in the match was devastating. The crowd were going crazy and were mega into Mexa Blood, which was great. It was just one of those this is tag team wrestling at its finest. It was this is one of the best tag team matches I've seen in a long time.
Yep.
And especially Mexa Blood, because I'm such a big fan of Bandido and Flamita, they're going to be something big. And this is proof as to why. Again, yeah, you sign up to the Honor Club and watch this thing. I can't do it justice as to the mat. You know, I don't want to take away from it by explaining it, but just watch it and enjoy it. Bandido's just something else.
Yeah. And once again, Stephen can't because he's holding his phone, but I can. Yeah, this is 3 in a row out of 10 matches, ladies and gents. And the first two matches weren't bad either. Fantastic match. Great, great tag team wrestling. Tag team wrestling 101. The Briscoes can wrestle anyone, like you've said, Stephen. Bandido and Flamita can go in there against anyone.
Yeah.
Apart from like the brutality, this was the Briscoes against Rush and Dragon Lee. Just taken up a notch. Yeah, fantastic. Sign up to the Honor Club and watch it now. And at that point in time, with 5 matches down, we got the intermission. Great use of the intermission, because they showed some of the back catalogue. In this case, it was Mark and Jay Briscoe from Honor Invades Boston. And just quickly, because it's just come to my mind, Joe Koff, the COO of Sinclair Broadcasting Group and of Ring of Honor, said before the show, in a piece of information that made both me and Stephen happy if it happens, that the back catalogue of ROH is going to be put on Honor Club ASAP. We're happy about this, aren't we, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is what I've been waiting for. There's a lot of shows which I did collect as DVDs, as I mentioned, but there were several which I didn't get a chance to watch at the time. And also there's a lot of matches which I would love to go back and watch, from the early days of Ring of Honor, what I never got a chance to see, and what are available for free on YouTube. So really excited about and plus we're paying for such a great service that having that whole catalogue there will just, add an extra layer of, value to the Honor Club. So yeah, really excited.
Yeah. And then coming back from intermission, we had the Battle Royal. This was, as I said on Twitter and stuff, I didn't want to spoil any of the surprises and what have you. Obviously we can now. Fun Battle Royal. We can go into more detail from there, Stephen. I'll throw it to you, but just a really fun Battle Royal. I enjoyed the hell out of this.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really fun. Battle Royals have been done for so long that you think you've seen it all. And technically I have, but it's always exciting when you get some, familiar faces who you wouldn't expect to see. I mean, seeing Gangrel in Ring of Honor was crazy.
That was brilliant.
Seeing, and he looked awesome. He looked even better. I want him to come back. I want him to come back to the company. And that was great. Blue Meanie dancing with the bouncers was awesome. Brian Johnson, as we've said, was absolutely fantastic in this match. He just is awesome.
He's Oliver's favourite wrestler, Danhausen, tried to make friends with Maria Manic to his Des Moines.
It was Crowbar was there as well. Crowbar was there. And the finish to
the match was out of this world incredible.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. It is one of the best finishes I've seen to a battle royal or a Royal Rumble in my fandom and writing life. Right. It was incredible because obviously everyone thought it was Dragon Lee, Kenny King, our pick for the battle royal. Goes to eliminate him. He goes over the ropes, comes back, eliminates Kenny King, and then it's bloody Flip Gordon. And it's like, what? Yes. And then the Slex win makes sense if they're going, they're going to push Flip Gordon now, and damn, does the guy deserve it.
Absolutely.
Incredible performance against Slex. Really, I've not anything against him, but because of how he wrestles, I'm like, okay, put him in the opening match, he can pump up the crowd. That's not to say he can't be a champion. It's just he's good. He's really good at his job.
Yeah.
So, really behind Flip Gordon, chase for the title, especially if PCO's got it. That would be, fantastic. Or anyone. I don't mind who has it. Yeah. But, Flip Gordon, brilliant, brilliant ending to the Battle Royal. It was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the sixth match. So now we're on to number seven. And this was between... Women of Honor match between Sumi Sakai and the debuting Session Moth Martina. What do you make of this one, Stephen?
It was different. It was amusing. Don't know about Session Moth Martina. I'm kind of maybe need to see a bit more of her. I don't know. She was good. But the gimmick thing wasn't really feeling it. Me personally, I wasn't really feeling it. Mm-hmm. But Sumi Sakai's new character and new gimmick is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And her as a heel is just perfect. She just fits that character perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's not being, like we said before on the show, I'm surprised she's not being given the opportunity to be a heel longer because she's so good at it.
Yeah.
And where she was getting into the crowd at the beginning, like when she was coming out and the whole thing with the chair, it was, really, really good. And she's just really good at, I'm really pleased to Sumi in that role. Fun match.
Yeah, for ourselves, maybe it's the Danhausen effect. I've got to speak about Danhausen every show. I don't want to get on his wrong side, Housen.
No.
So maybe it's that because we didn't understand Danhausen when he was fighting Shane Taylor, but he's obviously grown on us.
Yeah,
me more so than you because favorite wrestler. So maybe it's that with Session Moth Martina, but she's something different. She brings something different. I'm embracing it, to be honest. And like you said, with Sumi Sakai, the best work of her career, and maybe it's just life experience that's allowed her to really tap into a character. She's been, babyface for so long. She flipped the switch and it's incredible, like you said. So, that was a fun match. Inoffensive and a fun match on the card. Moving on to match number eight. This was a proving ground match between Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff. Against the ROH World Tag Team Champions, the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal, and the Foundation, Steven's favorite wrestler that isn't Bandido, Chris Hero, That actually rhymes. Alex Zane, Matt Taven, the Foundation, Jonathan Gresham. Yeah, going to throw this again to yourself, Stephen. What did you make of this match?
Thought this was brilliant. It was such a great little tag team sprint. You know, proving ground matches are always fun because of the implications that they can get. The team who are facing the champions can get a future title shot, so there is something at stake for the champions. Without, so it's a non-title match, but there's something at stake there. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
And John Gresham and Jay Lethal are brilliant tag team champions. They just carry those belts brilliantly. And Dan Maff and Jeff Cobb, the chemistry they've got is brilliant as well. And the strikes and the submission, that figure four, what was on Jeff Cobb, the selling was like old school. That hurt like, you know, I'm not going to use, no swearing.
Danhausen's watching.
He made that figure four look deadly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that really added into this, the level of storytelling, even though it was a short match, but it was great. I can't wait to see them have a match for the world tag titles. Brilliant.
Yeah. Much like yourself, it's a different match to the Briscoes versus, Mexa Blood. But, love the proving ground aspect. Love the fact that if they draw or win, so the only time they're not going to get a title shot is that they lose. So they've got two out of three options to be able to move forward for a title shot. I thought that was really good. And, tag team wrestling 101 again in a different way. Two horses, one technical wrestler, one, you know, who can do it all. And, it just really worked. And can't wait to see them, match up again for the ROH World Tag Team titles. If Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham were champions at the time.
Yeah.
What a tangled web we weave. So the penultimate match of the evening was the other third of the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions, Mexi Squad's Rey Harus against Villain Enterprises' Brody King. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
I thought this was great again. Brody King is brilliant. He is a dangerous man. He looked absolutely devastating in this match. And the ending with that powerbomb, what it delivered to Rey Harus, looked devastating. And those pile drivers were vicious. I thought it was finished. That first pile driver looked absolutely devastating. And I thought that was it.
Yeah.
Brody King is just brilliant heavyweight hoss wrestler, but can just do brilliant stuff. And Rey Harus is just a fantastic high flyer as well.
Yeah.
And really, the great chemistry between these two. Great chemistry. And again, I can't wait to see these two tear it up in either a tag match or, you know, singles encounter, because this was another fantastic singles match on the show.
Yeah. For myself, while you were talking, I'm just thinking one thing. I'm just going to fantasy book this and send it over to you and stuff. PCO's got the ROH world title, but all of the rest of the Villain Enterprises members could be on the march to that title. Marty wants it. Flip Gordon's got an opportunity at it. And Brody King. That's going to be some interesting booking in 2020, isn't it?
Four corner survival for the Ring of Honor world title. Prizes explode.
Well, I don't want them to split up ever. I'm not saying to do that, but you could have Flip against PCO if he keeps the title. Marty will want the ROH world title. Brody King, I can't see him, you know, waiting in the shadows. He'll want an opportunity as well. It kind of books itself. And you're welcome, Ring of Honor, if you take me up on the opportunity. So in terms of this match, once again, brilliant big man, smaller man match. Like you said, you'd say Brody King's a hoss, but he wrestles Lucha Libre style sometimes. So yeah, it was a really good really good matchup. Good, not a clash of styles, really worked well together. Rei Harus was fantastic, and like we said, you know, this is a one-on-one match. You talk about tag matches, but you know, are we going to see the match of the year rematch down the line? That's there. Tag matches, one-on-one matches between the six members or seven members. You know, could we see, this will probably get your pulse racing, Stephen, but can we see Bandido against PCO or something like, you know, something along those lines? You know, I'm sure that will bring a smile to your face, although it might be delayed. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, there's so much Ring of Honor can do. And the best thing about it, though, as we've talked about Ring of Honor and stuff, is for anyone coming in and watching the product, if they, you know, they don't know the wrestlers and stuff, how many fresh matches can Ring of Honor put together that every other company in the world are, you know, they're wrestling the same kind of matches every week?
Yeah.
Ring of Honor could just come up with fresh matches because of their roster.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic to see. So, yeah, moving on to the main event. The NWA heavyweight champion Nick Aldis and El Toro Blanco Roosh against Villain Enterprises, the Villain Marty School, and the ROH World Champion PCO. What did you make of this main event, Stephen?
Yeah, I thought this was a really fun match. It wasn't the best match on the show, but it was great to be able to see the Ring of Honor World Champion and the NWA World Champion go at it, and the storyline implications with PCO and Roosh and Marty Scurll and Nick Aldis was great. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that there was dissension and that Roosh left Nick Aldis there high and dry, and then he got the PCO salt, which always looks fantastic.
That is a brilliant move.
Is. And I know there was a lot of criticism, as we said before on the show, for PCO being given the world championship, saying he's too old, it should be on a younger guy. Believe me, PCO, he may be in his 50s and he may be, you know, supposedly, you know, not able to go like the other guys, but he is one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. And I will, you know, I'll hold my hand up and say that. And he is
wrestling like he's in his 20s.
Yeah. And he's probably at the peak of his career in his 50s. Mm-hmm. And he's in great shape. And I put my hand up to argue that with anybody. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And this was great storytelling and great booking. Yeah. So, yeah, really good, strong finish to the show. Really good.
Yeah. For myself, yeah, I love the interaction between the ROH and the NWA heavyweight champions. Marty as well is just a star. Love the Roosh turning his back on all this as well. That was cool. PCO salt. And then obviously the big aftermath. Marty says he's coming for the NWA heavyweight title at the Crockett Cup, and he will pay Nick Aldis $500,000, I think. Yeah. If he loses the NWA heavyweight championship, world heavyweight championship match at the Crockett Cup. And then the other big news, which I think was superseded by what I said on the ROH review, I think that was the plan on the ROH TV to have the Battle Royal number one contender go up against PCO at Supercard of Honor. But that is now going to be a match between the ROH World Champion PCO and the NWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis. What do you make of these matches being confirmed, Stephen?
Just, I keep saying this about Ring of Honor constantly, and like I say, it sounds like a broken record. Just really, really excited. You know, just everything at the moment is just making me just want to tune into this product. And, you know, the Nick
even, Aldis is at his peak. Even though, obviously, the UK TV deal's finished, I guess. Sorry to cut you off, but... because you've said that, we've finally been given an answer about the TV deal. I guess much like the Wrestling Channel back in 2004, it's kind of like a season of Ring of Honor. I'm not sure why they wouldn't want to run it 52 weeks of the year, because you'll want people to buy into the Honor Club. Yeah. But yeah, that's the reason why ROH has gone off the air here in the UK. Sorry, Stephen, back to yourself.
No. I was just going to say that like everything at the moment, I'm just really excited for this cross-promotion between the NWA and Ring of Honor. These matches what are being signed are all leading into interesting paths down the line in the company. Mm-hmm. And Ring of Honor's just got one of the best rosters in the world, if not the best. I believe the best. And these matches are proof of that. And I'm just really excited for what's coming up later in 2020. And in regard to the Fight Network TV deal, like I said on the show like early this week, I'm just disappointed for the UK fans who, you know, would have been looking forward to seeing Ring of Honor on TV, but then unfortunately it wasn't there. But me and Oliver, you know, are going to help people, you know, find the show through other sources. And we just hope that it comes back to UK screen soon, because I just really want people to enjoy it and to watch it, because it's something really good at the moment.
Yeah, like we said, the ROH TV is on the ROH website, Fight TV, on the club, and we'll have the links towards the end of the show. So, yeah, moving on, we have the Twitter polls. We have Free Enterprise finished. What were your overall thoughts on the show? Your four options are excellent, really good, or other. Other got 4%, good got 15%, really good got 22%, but at a landslide, excellent got 59%. And I actually didn't say excellent, so it is quite cool that the Ring of Honor fans are enjoying the product even more so than myself. I don't know if you was involved in this poll, Stephen. What did you say? I'm going to throw you under the bus.
I put excellent.
You put excellent.
I thought it was excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then in terms, and then this as well, with Free Enterprise in the books, out of the 10 matches, what was your match of the night, or MOTN? We picked these three as our choices. Well, I picked them because Stephen hadn't watched the show at that point. But I think he'll agree with what I picked. Slex versus Flip Gordon. You agree with that one, Stephen?
Yep.
Okay. Alex Zane against Andrew Everett.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Briscoes against Mexablood.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So, once again, four options. 2% other, 10% Slex versus Flip, 32% Briscoes versus Mexablood, and a landslide again, 56% Alex Zane versus Andrew Everett. I did run a previous poll, which I took down because I didn't tag in the wrestlers, and the Briscoes versus Mexablood won that at Canter. But on this tweet, I tagged all the wrestlers, and basically Alex Zane retweeted it, and probably that's how the poll went. But for me, you know, going on, if you go to our ROH Review Twitter page, we have the highlights of Alex Zane and Andrew Everett, and that should get you to want to sign up and watch this on the Honor Club, if mine and Stephen's recommendation isn't enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that wraps up the review. Actually, just some feedback. Disagree with the poll. The Briscoe match was the best, hands down, from Sanjeev. PT Fisher, support all wrestling. And, yeah. So, moving on from that, to finish up the show, we have the results of Oliver versus Stephen, edition five. Yep. And the result is, so for those keeping count, it is 3-2 to me. And if you want to go back and watch or listen to the preview show, you'll see how those results came to be. And if you want me to just run quickly through it, then I don't have a problem doing that, because we're 40 minutes into the show and we was trying to do under an hour. Okay, so we both said Slex, so that's nothing. We both said Kenny King, that's nothing. We both said Villa Enterprises, PCO and Mighty Skull, so that's 1-1. Stephen said Mexa Blood, and I said the Briscoes, so that's 2-1 me. I said Cobb and Math, Stephen said Lethal Aggression, that's 3-1 me. We both said Vincent and Bateman, that is 4-2 me. We both said Haskins, that is 5-3. 5-3 me. We both said Brody King, that is 6-4 me. Yeah, we both said Martina, that is 7-5 me. That's, yeah, still the same result. I know, yeah, but I'm meticulous and pernickety. Yeah, so that sums up the ROH Free Enterprise review, Twitter polls, 10 matches, Oliver versus Stephen. And just in closing, we are a proud part of the Broken But Glorious Wrestling podcast. So on Twitter, at BBG Wrestling, the main podcast, at BBGW Pod. And the website is BBG Wrestling. Stephen, if you want to talk about your fantastic work on the Wrestling Estate, now is the time.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, so you can find some of my work as well as my colleagues at the Wrestling Estate. So if you search on Twitter for at the Wrestling EST, you'll be able to find my most recent article, which celebrated the career of Japanese wrestling legend and former Ring of Honor alumni, the amazing Jushin Thunder Liger. And each week at the Wrestling Estate, we have new articles about WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor. And we also have weekly roundtables where we cover a different topic from the industry. So come and check us out at the Wrestling Estate.
Very good. And we at Broken But Glorious have a partnership with Powerslam.tv. They have over 6,500 hours of professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions. And you can access their streaming service for a month on us for free using the code BROKENFREE. And for myself, I'm a free-time pro wrestling author. In my first book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, I was at ROH Unified. I was at the ROH, at the same hotel as the ROH Wrestlers, and at the Liverpool Double Shot in 2007. And you can read all about that in this book. In my second book, I'm always hesitant to promote this one on the show, but yeah, if you want to find out what happens to ROH alumni, this is my second book, A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. So if you want to know about AJ Styles, Samoa Joe at all, then check out this book. And then for my last book, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. I was at the Orlando Double Shot in 2008, and I booked ROH alumni and my modern day favorite wrestler, Paul London, to the main event and to the World Heavyweight title. So I hope you check out this book. And these are all available on paperback and on Kindle, free on Kindle Unlimited. And if you want a signed copy, much like Stephen, for the British Wrestling book and the Lifelong Dream Nightmare book, then contact me on my Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. And thank you very much. And last but no means least, as Stephen didn't mention his personal account tonight, well done, Stephen. Yeah, we just want to talk about our socials. So Twitter is at ROH Review. Instagram is at ROH Review. Our YouTube channel is one of those strange ones, so we've got to put it in the description as Stephen is, you know, signing there. And we have a email rohreview@outlook.com. Any feedback, any questions, anything along those lines, then feel free to get in contact that way. And, you know, much like Adam Gauntlet, if you want to send us questions on our socials and stuff, they want any recommendations for matches, yeah, get in contact. We're happy to help. We want to promote Ring of Honor, ROH, in the best way possible. That's why we started the ROH review 14 weeks ago. And yeah, just in closing, once again, thank you very much for joining us and helping us get to this point. The you know, it's gone past 9,000 listeners now. It's incredible in just over 3.5 months. And yeah, just in terms of what we've got coming up, we are currently working on the ROH alumni Shane Hagedorn interview, and this ROH Free Enterprise review will be out audio and video over the weekend. So yeah, we're 48 minutes on the clock, a good 12 minutes to go before the 1 hour mark. That worked out well for us, Stephen. Good job.
It did.
We just want to say, yeah, thank you very much for the support. And we'll be back recording once again for the ROH review, episode 15. Oh, just quickly, links-wise, it's not on UK TV because of what we've said. So if you want to check out ROH TV, ROHwrestling.com, the Fight TV app, and the Honor Club. So stick with us. We're going to bring you ROH until we can't anymore, because we love the product and want it to succeed. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's the best way we can finish the show. Thank you very much for joining us, and good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
See you later. Bye.